الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads astray, there is none who can guide Him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth, as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels sent blessings upon the prophet. O you who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a worthy greeting. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, in today's khutbah, I would like to remind myself and you about the importance of maintaining an Islamic perspective. The overarching principle of the Islamic perspective is, of course, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And in the Quran, there are many expressions of this Tawheed. I chose one for today's khutbah, which comes from Surah Al-Baqarah. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa al-ard. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Wa in tubidu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfuhu yuhasibukum billah. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. Whether you show what is within yourselves or conceal it, Allah will bring you to account for it. Then he will forgive whom he wills and punish whom he wills. And Allah has power over everything. So we see that this principle, this overarching principle, goes further than just the statement of Tawheed. Because there are many people who say, well, yes, there's only one God. But when you start to ask them what derives from their understanding, then you find there's all kinds of different things. All kinds of things that have nothing to do with the oneness of God, or shows that they don't really understand what that statement means. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here that whatever belongs, whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. So this is the Tawheed of his ownership of everything. Because he is the only God, everything belongs to him, even us. what is inside of us, what the internal life of each one of us is well known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no secrets from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will call you to account for what is in you, whether you reveal it or you conceal it. And He forgives whom He pleases, and He punishes whom He pleases, and Allah has power over everything. So this is the Islamic principle that we want to start our Islamic perspective from. Going from this, we all understand that in this life, every event that we face is going to be a one of two kinds. Either it's going to be something that accords with our wishes and desires or that we like, or it's going to be something that we don't like and that we'd rather not deal with. Taking the things that we'd rather not deal with first, sometimes we call these things disasters, calamities, difficulties. Some of these calamities, disasters, difficulties are caused by our own selves. And some of them come directly from Allah and we have no control over it. Allah says this in His book when He says, "A'udhu billahi min shaitani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim." Allah says in translation, "And when He lets the people have a taste of mercy, they rejoice therein. But if evil afflicts them from what their hands have set forth, immediately they despair." So Allah is telling us two things here, that whatever mercy that we have is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one here has the right to mercy from Allah. Whatever mercy Allah gives to you, be grateful. And understand that it doesn't always have to be that way. And that at some point, some difficulty is going to come to you, and the first instance we talked about is from something that you did, from something your own hands set forth. You miss Salah. You stop praying altogether. You don't fast in the month of Ramadan. You don't say inshallah. You don't do any of the number of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for the believer to do. And this can bring difficulty upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that people, when a difficulty comes, they fall into despair. Allah says in another place, but it's only the unbelievers that fall into despair. So the Islamic perspective on difficulty and rahmah is that it comes from Allah, both. And that when difficulty comes, we should not fall into despair. We see people who have come to Islam and they expected some great miracle, some great change in their life. They haven't changed anything about what they do, but they expect some change. And it doesn't come. And they're ready to leave. I've had that experience personally myself with other people telling me that one person, so many good things happened to him, he couldn't even see them. And he said, when I was praying, it felt like I was praying through the wall. I didn't see any benefits. And I saw a myriad of benefits. So this is what despair does. It blinds you to the gifts of Allah. It blinds you to the fact that the first principle is that Allah has power over everything. So whatever comes to you comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say in the book about those things that He said to you which are beyond your control. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ خَوْفٍ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. صدق الله العظيم. Passion Translation, and we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lies and the fruits of your labor. So this is, Allah will test you. If you're a believer or not a believer, Allah will test you. If you're a believer, He will test you to see how sincere you are. He will test you to raise the level of your iman. He will test you to see who you're going to turn to in the crunch. If you're an unbeliever, He will test you to see if He gives you rahmah, will you turn to Him? If He gives you some of the good of this life, will you acknowledge that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or will you continue to think that it is you? So Allah attacked the believers and the unbelievers. And He said this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the end of the ayah, وَبَشْرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give good news to those who are patient. Good news from difficulty. Give good news to those who are patient. Then he goes on in the next ayah to say, أَلَّذِينَ أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا سَبَتْتُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَّهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Surah Al-Fatihah. Not only to the patient people, but to those people who say, because of their patience, when difficulty strikes them, they say, indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed we will return to Him. Again, going back to that first principle, that Allah owns everything. So when we have a difficulty, the Islamic perspective is to be patient, number one. And also go back to the fact that you understand that this difficulty is from Allah because He is the owner of everything. Helping us to keep an Islamic perspective on things that when you look around in the life of this world, other people don't do that. We see the situation in the Gulf of Mexico with this oil spill, and all around the world there's some kind of difficulty that people are expecting other people to remedy. Somebody should be able to take care of this. Why didn't Obama do this? Why didn't BP do that? This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody suggested prayer and they laughed. This is the ignorance. This is the blindness of kufr, of not having an Islamic perspective on what happened. You start to look to the creatures of Allah to solve your situation. But the people who are faithful and believe in Allah, they know that they belong to Allah, and to Allah is their return. And so in difficulty, they are patient. Yes, they do what is possible for them to do. But they know that the results do not come from their efforts. The result comes from the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. So, we understand that the Islamic perspective in both things that we bring upon ourselves through our disobedience to Allah and the things that Allah sends to test us and build our iman and determine, so we can determine a record that will tell us who is faithful to Allah and who is not, that the Islamic perspective is to be patient and to understand that this is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, the people, someone suggested praying that Allah would stop the oil, and people laugh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this in His book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, and if Allah should touch you with adversity, There is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends you good, then there is no repeller of His bounty. He causes it to reach whom He wills of His slaves, and He is the forgiving, the merciful. So Allah is telling us here, the Islamic perspective is what? Nobody can change this difficulty except Allah. So when the people say pray, and the people laugh, these people are ignorant. They have no understanding. They don't have an Islamic understanding. And sometimes the vicissitudes, the difficulties of this world can come at you so hard and so fast that you may forget that you're Muslim. You may forget Inna Allah al-Kulli Shay'in Qadir. You may start to blame someone else for what's happening to you. And in that time that you're blaming and looking for excuses somewhere else, you are not turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Him to take this off of you. Because Allah has already told you, nobody can take it off of you but Him. So why would you turn to anybody else? One of two reasons. You forgot. But you don't believe. For the Muslim, it's a forgetful. For the Kafir, he doesn't believe. He doesn't believe Allah will help him or can't help him. So, the Islamic perspective again on these things that happen to us in the life of this world is patience and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have no helper except Him. Just as we must apply the Islamic perspective to the events that we face in the life of this world, we must also apply the same perspective to life itself. Allah divides life into three phases. There's the life before we came to this dunya. We're all finished with that. When Allah created us and breathed into us, and then He sent us into this dunya. So the first phase for everybody here is over. The second phase is the life of this dunya, and we are all in various stages of the life of the dunya. This is the life of activity. This is where you apply the Islamic perspective. This is what the Islamic perspective is for, to bring you through the life of this world successfully. And then there will be the next phase, the last phase, the Hayatul Akhirah, the life of the hereafter, in which what we do in this phase will determine what is to be in the next phase, the final phase of the Hayatul Akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made comparisons between these last two stages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْزُ بِلَهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَفَارِهُ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا الْآخِرَةِ صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they rejoice in the worldly life, while the worldly life is not compared to the hereafter except brief enjoyment. So, we all have subject to this. So we rejoice in the life of this world. Deep down on some level, we don't really want to leave it. But the believer understands that this is a understanding that is not Islam. The believer is always prepared to leave, or preparing to leave, because we don't know when. And so Allah is telling us to help you understand that people rejoice in the life of this world, but this is not it. Not for the Muslim. Not for the believer. For the people of the dunya, this is it. They come and they hate to leave you. They never want to leave you. But for the believer, the death of hope is the beginning of the Akhira, of the last phase. And so that's why it is very important to strive in this life for that period of time coming, to set forth good things from your hands for the life to come, and to keep an Abrahamic perspective on the whole of this hayat dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows his scriptures. He also says in Surah Al-Alaq, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but no, you prefer the life of this world, when the Akhirah is better and more enduring. So, again, Allah is turning us to the Islamic perspective. Yes, we're in this dunya. Yes, there are certain things we have to do in this dunya. Nobody's calling you to sit by the side of the road and wait for the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Do hasana. Do other things. Allah has told you what to do, which we will get to later on in the khutbah, inshallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined for us our nature. He has told us, you're like this. So you, in order to do, you have to counter that. You have to do something to counter this nature. Allah gave you this nature, but he didn't give it to you so you can say, oh, well, that's how I am. No. He gave it to you, and he gave you Islam to make you better than how you am. To make you strive to be better than how you are. Don't be satisfied with where you are in this dunya. Make jihad, struggle to raise your condition and move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because once you leave it, there's no chance to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the differences, and we said nobody says sit beside the road and don't do anything, but what should you do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book says, wal asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا فِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَصَّوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَصَّوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, by the time indeed mankind is in loss except those who believe, do righteous deeds, advise each other to truth, and advise others to truth. This is the work of this dunya. Allah says, by the time, what time? The time that you spend in this dunya. By that time, you will be in loss if you do not do these things. This is what you should be doing every day, 24/7, as much as you can. Yes, you have a job. You have you're an insurance man, you're a salesman, you're a doctor, you're a this or that or the other. Can we move forward, please, inshallah? You do all of these things, but you have to do them with this principle in mind. You can't cheat people. You can't steal from people. I don't care if they're Muslim or not Muslim. You can't backbite people. You can't give people bad advice. You can't lie to them. While you're doing your business, you have to do good deeds, believe in Allah, do good deeds, counsel to truth, and counsel to patience. This is your work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Why? Because between the hayat al-akhirah and the hayat al-dunya is what? Who heard of the Yawm al-Qiyam? Anybody? Yes. Yawm Qiyamah, the day of judgment. That's between the life of this world and the life of the next one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. He says, أَوْزُ بِذَاكْ مِنِ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ صدق الله العظيم. This is not just an ayah. This is Allah speaking to you, telling you about the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and the earth discharges its burdens, and men say, what is wrong with it? That day it will report its news, because its Lord has commanded. That day the people will depart separated into categories to be known and for the results of their deeds. So whoever does an average weight of good will see it, and whoever does an average weight of evil will see it. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Islamic perspective on the significance of life and what happens after death. This is the perspective we all have to maintain and remind each other of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said this about the good and the evil. We hope to be rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good that we do. What about the evil? Inshallah, we'll talk about that in the second part of the book. Allah has our stuck on our left of the world. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والارض جاعل الملائكه رسلا اولي اجنحه مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق من يشاء ان الله على كل شيء قدير اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. What about the evil that we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to through his prophet Yaqub, he said to his sons, La ta'asu min rabbillah. Innahu la ya'asu min rabbillah illa al-qawmu al-kafirun. Sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Yaqub told his sons, never despair of the mercy of Allah. Only the unbelieving people ever despair of the mercy of Allah. We all have done evil. We all have committed sin. But Allah says in His book, رَبُّكُمْ أَلِّمُوا بِمَا نُفُسِكُمْ إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِعَوَابِينَ غَفُورًا. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah says, your Lord is most knowing of what is within yourself. We said that at the beginning, in the first time. Allah knows whether you reveal it or conceal it. So, if you should be righteous in your intentions, then indeed He is ever to the all returning to Him forgiveness. So the evil that you've done, the mistakes that you've made, the omissions that you've made, make tawbah to Allah. He knows. He knows who's sincere. We said you can't fool Allah. Be sincere. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at yourself. Work on yourself. Try to remove the things that you know does not make Allah pleased with you. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to commit sins. Allah made you this way. But He made you this way so that you can make tawbah to Him and He can give you forgiveness. And your level is raised with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you recognize that you have a Lord who forgives sins and only He can do that. And then, in closing, what is the reward of maintaining and adopting and maintaining the Islamic perspective? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, جَنَّةُ أَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَالِحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. صدق الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the reward for those who maintain the Islamic perspective and seek the reward of Allah is gardens of perpetual residence. Never will you have to leave. They will enter them with whoever was righteous among their fathers, their spouses, and their descendants. It is why it's important to give nasiha, give counsel, and give guidance to your families. Because the ones who are righteous among them will enter the Jannah with you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the angels will enter upon them from every gate. Countless angels. And they will say, peace be upon you, assalamu alaykum, for what you patiently endured, and how excellent is the final moment. So, these are just some reminders from the Book of Allah to help us digest, because we're all running, rushing, to help us have some small pieces from the Book of Allah to help us maintain our Islamic perspective when this world starts to overwhelm you with its basically falsehoods. But it can overwhelm you. And they come from you, and they come from Allah, and ultimately everything comes from Allah. But we want to try to have some touchstones. You know, you want to teach a child something, you make a rhyme out of it, you make a song, you make something small out of it that he can remember. These are some small ayats from the Book of Allah, the content, which is filled with all the knowledge of creation that we can maybe hook on to and help us when we need the reminder to maintain our Islamic perspective. Allahumma khalli muslimina wa muslimat. Al-mu'minina wa mu'minat. Al-gahidin wa al-mu'at. Inna kasmiyun kubikum utibuta al-wahidin rabbal alamin. Rabbana innana samina munadiyan yunadi lil-imani an aminu li rabbikum fa aminna. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار. ربنا واتنا ما وعدتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامه انك لتخلف الميعاد. عباد الله، ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اقيموا الصلاه.